Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So the Chiefs are in Washington, D.C. They're going to be at the White House at about 3:30 this afternoon. This is an annual tradition. Actually, it's not just for the NFL. It's for the NBA, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it dates back NHL. To 1865.
Does it really?
It wasn't every year or every team back then. That was just random invites. But yeah, the Brooklyn Atlantics in 1865 were the first team to visit.
No kidding. Abraham Lincoln or Andrew Johnson?
Andrew Johnson.
Okay. So it would be baseball. And there was no football back then. There was no basketball.
Right. Pittsburgh Steelers were the first NFL team to visit in 1980.
No kidding.
Yep.
I'll be darned. Huh, who knew? Story here from Page Six, which is the New York Post. Taylor Swift and Matty Healy have broken up after a whirlwind romance.
Already?
Lasted 1 month.
Well, sometimes you find out 3 weeks and it's not a good fit.
A friend close to the former couple told the outlet that Swift is single again, but the reason for their split is unknown. He will end up in a song on her next record. The pair had been inseparable for 1 month, with the 1975 frontman popping up at numerous stops along Swift's Eras tour.
I love his song.
Swift, who is 33, and Matty Healy, who is 34, were also seen out and about in New York City, often being photographed outside of Electric Lady Recording Studio. At some point, it's her problem.
I don't know that I agree with that, but, you know.
Well, now her next album can feature two guys.
People date for a month and, you know, you figure out halfway in that.
That's not dating.
You know, you don't vote the way I vote, or you don't have the same belief system I do, or this isn't going to work out because
1 month is not dating. There is something wrong with her.
I vehemently disagree that there is something wrong with her.
Okay.
I think you could not live in that fishbowl and not.
He lives in it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it would make you crazy. I really do.
I think she's crazy. No.
From the text line, you probably found out that she lip syncs.
She does not lip sync. By the way, did you see during one of her concerts, she said, because it's outdoor, obviously, she swallowed a bug and just kept on singing.
You know, singing didn't stop.
Yes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Is there audio of it?
Really, Sam? No.
Let me see if I can find it.
Somebody says, so she's single? You're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Line starts to the left, guys. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there is something wrong with her.
No, there is not.
Don't pack a big bag. It's going to be a quick trip.
And dating involves more than a month.
You know what? We watched a movie last night, one of my favorite of all time, with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, I Have a Run, Do Not Walk.
Who probably has dated 2,000 of the most famous women in Hollywood.
And there's something wrong with him.
And no. I'm going to stop. No one would say there was something wrong with Jack Nicholson. What you say is, well, he's a bachelor. I mean, he's one of those bad boys. He just dates everyone in Hollywood. It makes him interesting, right? But with a woman, there's something wrong with her. No.
She can't keep a man.
He can't keep a woman.
That's exactly
you
right.
You would never say that about Jack Nicholson.
That is exactly what I'm saying about Jack Nicholson.
Lord, no, you're not.
Actually, people would call him a player.
Yeah. Well, she's a player.
Well, then why don't they view her the same way? Or any woman. She's a player. No, you know what the word is, and it starts with an S. She gets around. Jack Nicholson, he's just a bachelor in Hollywood.
She doesn't qualify for that because she actually dates the guys for 1 month.
One full month.
What is your run do not walk?
By the way, the bug swallowing happened between songs, so there is no clear evidence of lip syncing at that concert.
I was at a Michael Franti show years ago out in Grandview. They had this, it's not new anymore. It's been there for 10 years. But Grandview was opening up this new amphitheater. It's not very big, but decent size.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the band? Great Big World, I think. They had a big hit years ago, about 10 years ago, Sam, if you'll look it up, if you don't mind. And the lead singer is also he was playing the keyboard. And Say Something, I think, is the name of the song, or Say Anything. I can't remember. And he's in the middle of a song. It was hot. It was super hot, crazy hot summer day. And a bug flew in his mouth in the middle of this song. And he's like, say something. I'm giving up on you. Do you know that song?
Yeah. I'm giving up on you.
Yeah. He was in the middle of that song. he's like. I mean, it must have been a huge bug.
Gross.
He spit it out. I was on the side of the stage.
I would just throw up.
And he just goes. And he spit the bug out. And he goes, I'm going to start this whole song over again. Because it's their biggest hit.
Yes.
And he goes, do you guys mind if I just start the song over? And everybody's like, yeah, of course.
Did he say it? Because I just swallowed a bug?
It was obvious.
Oh, gross.
Say Something. That's the name of the song. Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You.
I'm giving up on you. Gross. That is so gross.
Yes.
This is a good song. I'm giving up. It's so gross.
Great song, though.
It is a good song. Now I'll never be able to listen to it again without thinking of him choking on a bug. But go ahead. We're good.
By the way, did I tell you what I'm doing tonight?
No.
So Shinedown is one of my all-time favorite bands. And my niece, Lydia, my brother's daughter, it is her favorite band. They're doing a private show in town tonight for 100 people.
Get a little VIP action over there, did we?
I got a little VIP-ness.
You go with your VIP-ness.
Can we pause at between the P and the ness?
P-ness.
VIP-ness.
Thank you. Perfect. Just like that every time.
So I got Lydia and me and Sarah tickets to go see Shinedown tonight.
That's awesome. Is it outdoor?
It is outdoor. Yep.
Okay.
Don't swallow a bug.
We looked at the radar?
We have. There is a plan B, I've been told.
Okay.
So if it does rain, and it might, there is a chance of rain this afternoon. We'll be moved indoors.
Okay.
And I cannot wait.
I am so excited for you.
I am beside myself excited.
Look, I know how much you love.
I love Shinedown.
Live music.
Yes.
I hope that there is a plan B because we got these pop-up storms everywhere.
I think it was like a 30% chance or something.
I just looked at the radar. It's a 100% chance happening right now south of here. I mean, it's like literally angry. Which, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we got caught in a hail. Look at that. We got caught in a hailstorm yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Right before we left from the Ozarks. It has been a long time since I've been in a hailstorm. It hurts when you are running through it. Dime-sized hail.
You ran through a hailstorm?
Oh, my gosh. Scott, it was like, bap, 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 bap. And I know you're all like, yeah, Danny, we know what hail sounds like. It's been so long since I have been trapped. Listen to this.
Okay, that's awful.
It is awful. I go running outside to bring my car around under the awning because it is just everywhere. When it hails, it's not like there's one here and one over there and then one little hail ball over there and one little hail ball. It was just dumping down hail. I don't think I have ever seen that much in that short of amount of time.
Huh.
And certainly not in June. That feels like more of a March thing.
People are writing in on the text line, it is pouring down rain in Gardner and raining in Harrisonville. So, yeah, south of us, it is raining.
All right. I washed my car today and watered the flowers last night. That's why it's raining.
Hey, go ahead, Sam.
By the way, the text line is pointing out that a one-month relationship after a six-year relationship is a very common thing called a rebound.
She's rebounding. Mm-hmm. Let her rebound. We'll get a great song out of it.
No, we're going to get a whole album out of it.
Oh, yeah, we'll get a full album.
I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with that It's Me, Hi, I'm the Problem, It's Me song. I say it.
Wait, what? What's the lyric?
It's me, hi, I'm the problem,
exactly.
It's me.
Exactly.
That's why she I played that part of the song.
No, no. She is singing to her other self in that,
that
song.
That is true. She's
but I roam around the house just saying that all the time. And the kids are like, okay, let's stop. Let's find something new to sing. It is catchy. My God.
Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast, available anytime you want. Just go to KMBZ.com. Rain moving into the area. We're getting reports of rain in Lawrence, Lenexa, Harrisonville, and Gardner. Somebody also writes in Wathena, which is about 10 miles west of St. Joe. It is pouring down rain.
It's gotten really dark in the last few minutes here.
Yeah. Well, that's going to suck for my little Shinedown show tonight, isn't it? That's outside. Okay. Story here from College Football HQ. With speculation that college football expansion and conference realignment is set to pick up again soon, it appears that the Big 12 will be the conference that makes the next move, with insiders now pinpointing two teams on the league's horizon. You've heard about Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Maybe joining the Big 12.
Yep.
There have been rumors for months that Colorado is coming back. They are certainly mentioned. Arizona. The Arizona Wildcats are the other team now being mentioned. Colorado and Arizona are the schools planning to leave the Pac-12 and join the Big 12 Conference.
I'm telling you, eventually it's just going to be the basketball conference and the football conference.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's going to be the SEC, the Big Ten.
And everybody else.
The Big 12, and maybe the ACC survives.
Yep.
The Pac-12 is falling apart as we speak.
A couple of Chiefs notes to pass on to you before we head to the White House, where all of the Chiefs players, including Juju Smith-Schuster, by the way, steps of the White House right now. This is when Kansas City Chiefs tickets will go on sale for the Germany game. It is time to start planning for the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs game in Germany. It is the Miami Dolphins versus Kansas City in Frankfurt. Those tickets go on sale to the public at noon German time on June 27th. What does that even mean?
6 o'clock in the morning here.
Fine. June 27th. The game is scheduled for November 5th. Kickoff is at 8:30 a.m. Central time. Let's just make this more confusing. tickets for adults, by the way, around $80. And tickets for children are cheaper. If you've ever wanted to go travel abroad and go see Germany, that would be the month to do it.
I've never been.
Go check a Chiefs game out while you're there. I know you haven't. But if you ever thought about going, Scott, now would be the time to go. Then this story. Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce will get the second chance he's ever had at throwing out the first pitch.
Ooh, it didn't go good the first time.
Oh, it did not.
Oh, you know he's going to practice this time.
That didn't go anywhere near home plate the last time Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce
He had the
tried.
Power, just not the accuracy.
I'm not sure.
You know the trick, right?
Get it over the plate?
No. I've thrown a first pitch out twice at a Royals game.
Okay.
The trick is to not stand on the mound.
Oh, you're supposed to stand in front of it.
That's right.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know.
I'd rather be elevated and be like, look at me, I'm up here on the mound.
No, that's the trick. Toby Cook taught me that.
Okay.
When I went out, I've thrown out the first pitch twice. You stand on the front of the mound so that you're at eye level with the person catching the ball.
Okay.
If you're up on the mound, you're elevated and it throws you off.
Okay.
No pun intended.
The Royals announced Chiefs night at the K will be June 12th. That's coming up here. The team hosts the Cincinnati Reds. The first 20,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Royals and Chiefs branded rally towel.
Isn't he from Cincinnati?
A Royals and Chiefs branded towel. That I don't know.
Yes, he is. Well, I don't know if he grew up there, but he went to Cincinnati Heights.
Patrick Mahomes, head coach Andy Reid, and other members of the team will also attend Chiefs Night at the K again June 12th. That is next
Monday night.
Yeah. It's a week from tonight. And by the way, I love this. Fans are invited to turn the stadium either into Royal Blue or Chiefs Red, but not Cincinnati Red.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I would wear red, even Chiefs Red, because we're playing Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's red. Wear blue. Just wear blue.
Do the Chiefs do a Royals night?
I don't know.
Or is this like the Royals because nobody goes to the games anymore?
Oh, Scott, be nice.
Oh, no, it's honest. Sad. It is really
I'm
sad.
I'm being honest. I mean, is this just the Royals' way of getting more people into the stands?
Maybe. Patrick Mahomes will be here somewhere. You might run into him in the concourse. We don't know.
Travis Kelce is going to throw out the first pitch, so come show up to the game.
And I don't know. 20,000 people get a Royals and Chiefs branded rally towel.
No, I've noticed in the broadcast that they don't show the stands as much anymore for Royals games.
No, they'll be back. This is a building year.
I'm not. Listen, rebuilding year.
Sure.
I fly a Royals flag outside of my house. I'm a fan.
Good.
Don't get me wrong.
Good.
But they suck.
Well.
Building, rebuilding, coasting, you know, whatever it is. We're there.
It is bad.
It's okay.
And Sam, what are they averaging these days? Like 8,000 fans or something?
If that.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
It's
not
bad.
8,000.
No.
In previous years when we were quite a bit better, it was about 8,000.
It's bad.
They ought to just pack everybody in the crown seats right behind home plate.
And then only show that on
TV
broadcast.
And then only show that on TV, yes.
We got a packed house out here tonight.
Sold out Royal Stadium.
Packed Diamond Club. Packed Diamond Club.
It is next Monday night. That will be fun. Take the kids and go to Chiefs night at the K.
Yes. Do they still sing Home of the Chiefs at the end of the national anthem?
Oh, yeah.
At everything.
They do that at sporting.
Oh, yeah.
It drives me out of my mind.
NASCAR race. By the way, they are currently 18-41.
Okay, on pace to do what?
We used to be on pace to only win, like, I don't know, 50 games. Now we're on pace to win 71 games.
All right. So we are standing by for the Chiefs coverage at the White House. We're going to dip into some of Channel 9's coverage. Why don't we get to
a quick commercial break.
Because they're going, it looks like, to the White House now.
We'll do that right now. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. It has not started yet, apparently, but the Kansas City Chiefs are scheduled to make an appearance at the White House this hour. We are waiting for that, and when it happens, we will bring it to you live here on KMBZ.
It is now hailing in Belton, by the way. It's 3:30 on Monday, if you are listening on podcast, but it is now hailing in Belton. Whoops. It's a mess. Please don't hail here.
It's all south, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Big Slick just keeps getting bigger in Kansas City. The Celebrity Charity Weekend and Benefit set another fundraising record in its 14th year. In the final event of the weekend, a Saturday night show and auction at the T-Mobile Center, the charity revealed that it raised more than $3.5 million for pediatric cancer research in 2023. The money raised by Kansas City celebrities Paul Rudd, David Koechner, Jason Sudeikis. By the way, may I take a pause?
Mm-hmm.
I watched over the weekend the season finale for Ted Lasso. I haven't watched it once. I watched it twice.
Oh, you watched it a twofer?
Yes. It is so good.
Wow.
I cried my eyes out at the end. I'm not going to spoil it. I know that I have a reputation on this program as a spoiler. I will not spoil Ted Lasso.
You better not.
I will not.
I've already seen it, and you better not.
But damn. Have you seen it yet?
No.
What?
I have not seen it.
It's been out for a week.
I know.
There is one scene that I shall not describe that I went back and watched three times.
Which part?
The bleacher scene. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm excited to see it. I'm telling you, it's not that I don't care. There has just been so much other stuff going on. And then there have been a couple times we'll get in bed and it's late and we're exhausted. And he'll be like, okay, do you want to watch the season finale? And you've got to be in a right place to watch it.
It's 85 minutes long. It is a long finale.
Yes.
L-A-E. Long ass episode.
Yeah.
It's not a lamb. It's a laugh.
All right.
It is long.
By the way, texts are rolling in right now saying, I'm in Belton. I don't see any hail.
Okay. I wonder, the phones are ringing. Stand by. Are you trying to give us a weather update?
No, I did not watch it with Eli, my future son-in-law.
I am looking at the radar as we speak. Olathe is getting pounded.
Beg your pardon.
Gardner, Peculiar, you got some angry red stuff over you. Down by Butler, super angry red stuff. And again, everything is going backwards. It's moving like, it's kind of bubbling, but moving left and up instead of the other way, which is usually right and down. I should have been a meteorologist.
What?
West of Martin City, just west of Belton. Boom, it's bubbling up by Aubrey, Gardner.
Where's Aubrey?
Olathe, Overland Park, straight north of Lewisburg, straight west of Peculiar.
It's over in that way.
You know, over in that way. Bring your cushions in, people.
Okay. Thank you, Nick Bender.
I'm just telling you.
Should I get my rain gear?
Maybe. No, do you have a poncho? Yeah. I don't know if we'll have time.
You beat me to it.
People are saying pea-sized hail in Olathe, hailing at 135th and Black Bob in Olathe lots. Why are the critics hating on Ted Lasso? I do not know the answer to that.
Critics always have to hate on the best shows because they feel that if they are edgy, they will make more money.
Okay. Somebody says, shut up, Scott. I am not spoiling the show. I have given no spoilers at all.
It's good. And it's long.
It's better than good.
It's good and it's long. Like the nut log stand that we drove by yesterday on our way back from Camdenton.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't stop. But they were selling nut logs and I laughed out loud and I took a video.
Why didn't you stop and grab some nut logs?
Well, I thought about it. It was a long day and Chris was like, do you want to stop? And I'm like, no. It was this large red barn, by the way. We sell jewelry, guns, and nut logs.
That's Missouri.
I don't know what to say about that, Ozarks.
Wow. Oh, so I have a run, do not walk while we're waiting for the Chiefs at the White House. On my one day off on Friday, I took in a movie, I think it's on Netflix, called Operation Finale. And it is set in 1960.
Okay.
It involves Israeli spies who go on the hunt for Adolf Eichmann, the architect of the Holocaust,
okay,
in Argentina, and how they capture, this is not a spoiler, Adolf Eichmann was captured, how they go about finding him, capturing him, and getting him back to Israel for trial.
So it is historical fiction. It's based on...
No, it is... historical nonfiction.
Okay.
It's a true story.
Okay.
About the Israeli spies who capture Adolf Eichmann.
I guess what I'm asking is, it's not a documentary, it's a movie.
Correct.
Okay, got
correct.
It.
Right. And it stars, for those of you who are familiar with the new Star Wars trilogy, the guy who plays Bo in the new Star Wars trilogy, he is the main character in Operation Finale. And it is fantastic.
Good.
It is very well acted, very well written. It is perfect.
I'll put it on my list because I've been scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and looking for something to watch and looking for something to watch. Operation Finale.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really good. Story here from NBC News. Six women have been found dead in less than 3 months in secluded wooded areas in Portland, Oregon. But law enforcement say they have not found any evidence yet that the cases are linked.
Really?
The women's bodies were found within 100 miles of each other, according to Portland police. Police have not determined whether they were all homicide victims. All of the women were under the age of 40. Although news of the deaths was widely circulated on social media, the Portland Police Bureau said there is no reason to believe that the deaths are connected.
Well, there's no reason to believe they're not connected.
Correct.
I hate it when they say things like that. There's no reason to believe they're connected. Well, if there was a reporter there, they should have shouted, is there any reason to believe they aren't? Well, you got me on that one.
The women are 22, 32, 24, 31, 22. Says Brianna Fox, a former FBI special agent, speaking with NBC Nightly News, quote, one of the main things that they are going to be looking at is the manner of death and the weapon. If that is consistent across all of these victims, then that will be a huge point. Okay.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Only one of the women's deaths has been released, the cause as homicide. They are not releasing the other causes of death.
I would also be interested to know if all of these women look similar, because typically if it is the same suspect, they go for similar looking victims.
I am looking at all of their photos right now. Almost all of them.
Let me guess. All white and brown
all
hair.
All white and brunette, except one who looks like she dyed her hair maybe a little bit lighter.
Story here from Fox News. A man spotted trying to help a newborn bison in Yellowstone National Park in May pleaded guilty in federal court after authorities say they had to euthanize the animal because its herd rejected it.
Oh, no. See, I always thought that was an old wives' tale. Like, you don't pet the bunnies, and you're not supposed to pet the bunnies.
You know I hate these stories. Clifford Walters faced one count of feeding, touching, teasing, frightening, or intentionally disturbing wildlife. He'll pay a $500 fine. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, while in the park, the Hawaii resident pushed the struggling bison calf up a river embankment and onto a nearby road. There was no evidence of malicious intent. By the way, the bison calf was likely to drown if he did not help it up the embankment. So he was
or so he thought.
He thought he was doing
good.
Good,
right? He wasn't like.
Although wildlife experts would tell you, you leave wildlife to be like nature's going to do what it's going to do. He was trying to help it.
Right up an embankment. The calf. It was a bison calf, and it had fallen into the riverbed.
Oh.
And couldn't get back up, and he was driving by, saw the bison calf, and went down there and tried to help it up. Got it up onto the road.
Gave it a little boost.
Yeah, gave it a little push. And then the herd would not accept the calf back. Now, why do they have to euthanize it? This always drives me crazy.
Well, what else are they going to do? Ship it to a zoo? If it's a calf, it needs its mother.
Why not send it to Deanna Rose?
You're right.
They have bison.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, why kill it?
I don't know.
Is there not some sort of wildlife refuge where you can send this calf?
The park officials decided to kill it rather than allow it to be a hazard to visitors.
Okay. Whatever. Send it to means. Deanna Rose. From the text line, the hail in Olathe is no joke. It is wicked down here. Where is Shinedown playing tonight? I can't find anything. I'm not going to tell you.
Nice try.
They're in town.
Again, I want to update this because it's important. Authorities say the four children that we have been talking about that were the subject of the Amber Alert were just located safe. They were found in Topeka. Mm. Their mother is in custody. Good. So I've updated that on all of our social channels. Channel 4 posted it. Channel 9 just posted it. All four children that were believed to be in imminent danger taken by their mother have been found in Topeka. They are safe.
Quick break. Sam, you had something?
I found why they have to euthanize it.
Please tell us.
State laws prohibit the transport of a bison out of the park unless they are sent to a meat processing plant or for scientific research.
See, that's dumb. Why is there a state law like that? That's dumb.
I don't know.
And what moron lawmaker created that law? Or is it a federal law?
No, it's a state law, state regulations.
All right, state law says that you cannot transport bison out of Yellowstone National Park.
Out of the state of Wyoming.
Why? Why can't you send
it to... Because bison belong in Wyoming.
No, they don't. They belong in Deanna Rose.
Well,
but I think that law would be more so like for people who want to try to steal a bison. Right. You know, we're going to round one up and put it on a trailer and take it home.
Or take wildlife, period, out of Yellowstone.
Okay.
Right.
Quick break. We are standing by for the Kansas City Chiefs. They are in Washington at the White House. Having won the Super Bowl, the president is going to have what do you call it? A ceremony, of course, but not a proclamation. But
no, I kept calling it a proclamation. I don't know what he would proclaim. You won. We know.
Shake a few hands, kiss a few babies.
586-7798.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, down south.
Woo!
What's going on?
We're going to shift here a little bit.
Thank you for overpronouncing the F.
Of what we are seeing on Twitter and hearing from some of you near the Olathe and Gardner area. We are now under a severe thunderstorm warning for areas like Gardner, Lenexa, and...
till 4 o'clock.
Olathe until 4 o'clock. About another 10 minutes unless they choose to extend it. But I'm looking at some of the video that... people are posting on Twitter, dime to nickel sized hail possible. But here's the big one, up to 60 mile an hour wind gusts are possible.
I'm texting my neighbor to see if it's raining out in Western Shawnee.
Oh, man, it's something. There is a hail. This is from Channel 4's Twitter account. There is a hail core that could be cranking out 1 inch diameter or so stones in Olathe between 135th and 167th. And they've zoomed in on the hail core, and it is right down Flum. Flum between 135th and 167th. And we will come back and check the weather here in a moment, but the President of the United States is about to welcome the Kansas City Chiefs to the White House.
Rapid Eagle fans. And the way the game ended, might be in for a rough night. Bill still doesn't even believe the Eagles player who acknowledged the holding penalty. But I figured the Kelce family could make it work. The Travis and Jason Virgin brothers played against each other in the Super Bowl. And then there's hope for the rest of us. Please sit down, my brother. Please sit. It's an honor to be a Super Bowl champs to include former University of Delaware player. Regular GM was born in Pennsylvania and went to college at the University of Delaware. It's one heck of a combination from where I come from. A wide receiver, Matt, the offensive coordinator, was Delaware star quarterback, setting 20 school records. And Joey, your wide receiver's coach, played the same position in college when Delaware won the national championship in 2003. The three of you had one of the same coaches that I had. Great Tommy Gregory, who was a head coach.
I played freshman football at Delaware, and ended up lower. I shouldn't say this, but we had to have a 2-0 to keep going. I had a 299. I mean, 199. My brother made me quit, but I'm backing up my junior year to play in my senior year.
And as an assistant coach, I played defensive back. And after running in drills in that spring practice, he came over and he said, "Biden," and now he kind of coughed when he talked to you like this. Some of them remember this. "You run faster backwards than anyone I've ever seen." Well, my political opposition thinks the same thing of me. Look, we've got a lot of Chiefs fans here today, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Laura? Oh, look at her. There you go. God love you. In Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Quentin, how you doing, man? Good. You are good, man. By the way, he can still go to his left. At any rate. And several members of the Congress from Kansas and Missouri are present. Well, bottom, would you all stand up, all the members of Congress? I tell you what, man. We don't get a quorum that quickly. Good to see you guys and ladies. Appreciate it very much. And we also know that we're missing one of the most loyal Chiefs fans that there ever was, Norma Hunt, who passed away this weekend. I'd like to suggest a moment of silence. You know, Norma was known as the First Lady Football. She attended every single Super Bowl in history, all 57, including the past one where her Chiefs won. And Jill and I send our condolences to the entire Hunt family, including their son and current CEO Chief of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt. The Chiefs not only hold the title again, they're building a dynasty. Super Bowl champs in 2020 and 2023, dominating the league with 64 wins. In the last 5 years, the best record in the NFL. Yet somehow last summer, people still counted you guys out. But you kept the faith. You overcame injuries, dominating the regular season 14-3. In the playoffs, you beat the Jaguars and the Bengals, avenging last year's AFC championship game. And then with 200 million people watching. Yet another thrilling game. You beat the Eagles, becoming the Super Bowl champs again. You know, it's no surprise you got a young quarterback named Patrick. Boy can play, man. Two-time MVP, comeback king, the only player in history with a winning record when down by 10 points or more. We saw him play with that high ankle sprain, another legendary chapter in the story of one of the greatest quarterbacks of his generation, and I predict of any generation. You also got Travis, one of the greatest tight ends ever. You got a young team built from unheralded draft picks that turned into a deep roster of 6 All-Pros, explosive offense, and a tough defense. And then there's Coach Andy Reid. I was asked by the mayor of Philadelphia to arrest him and take him back to Philly, but I can't do that. 24 seasons. The only head coach in NFL history with at least 100 wins with 2 different teams. You know, they've called him a beacon of offensive brilliance, a beautiful mind. Well, the guy who gives full meaning to the word coach, because he makes you believe in yourself. Most important, as much as these guys know about football, they know about life and how to use their platform to make a difference. Speaking out for racial justice, honoring veterans as you do, supporting tutors and mentors for local schools. This is an organization that emphasizes community service and encourages players to create their own charitable organizations, which many have done, and it matters. You're showing the power of one of the most elusive things in the world, unity. When people from different backgrounds each with their own personalities, work together as one team. You play together with a distinct style, in constant motion, with a real joy of the game and a love for each other and a great city to represent. And from that unity, you strive to bring out the best in yourselves and each other's. In fact, I've heard how even after the wins, Patrick and those players go up to Coach Reed and ask him how we could do better. That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. For everyone watching, especially our children, that's the power of this team, the power of sports, and I might add, it's the power of this country. It's the power to remind us who we are as Americans. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together like these guys behind me. Folks, congratulations to the Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, and good luck next season. And by the way, you got three coaches who from the University of Delaware played there. I got my University of Delaware hat on. God bless Norma Hunt's memory. God bless you all. And may God protect our troops. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn this over to the team president, Mark Donovan. Mark.
You can use the handheld marker. They work as well. Thank you. Get this out of your way. Appreciate that, President. Mr. President, on behalf of the entire Kansas City Chiefs organization, thank you for having us here this afternoon. It is a tremendous honor to be here. Today, our entire organization is mourning the passing of our matriarch. Norma Hunt was an amazing woman, and our hearts, our thoughts, our prayers are with the entire Hunt family. Norma was a joyful soul. She loved her Chiefs. She was really proud of this team and really proud that they had the opportunity to be here today. I can tell you from personal experience, there was no one better to celebrate a championship with than Norma Hunt. And I know for a fact that she wants us to celebrate today. So please join me in celebrating Norma and celebrating this great team. Sixty years ago, Lamar Hunt brought this team to Kansas City. And although this is the third Super Bowl championship team, this is the first Chiefs team to ever visit the White House. And for that reason, we're even more proud to be here representing our organization and our town on this national stage. I want to thank the Missouri Congressional Congress or delegation and the Kansas Congressional delegation who are here with us today. I'd also like to thank members of the president's team who helped us coordinate all the details of this special, special visit. The men who stand behind me are just remarkable examples of the American spirit. And not because they won a lot of football games. It's because they exhibited the qualities that lead to success. First, they worked together. This season was never about one individual. It was about a group of men having each other's back, coming together to accomplish something special. Second, they overcome adversity. From a completely retooled roster with a lot of young players counted on, to an injury to our star quarterback, these players persevered all season long. Third, they believed in themselves. When the media experts and the NFL draft nicks said that maybe the Chiefs' run was over and maybe the division was just too tough, the guys behind me proved the naysayers wrong. And lastly, we are all particularly proud of how they united our community. As the president said, sports has the power to do that. And we're proud that they united Chiefs Kingdom a fan base that has proven their reputation as the most passionate in all of football. Finally, I have to acknowledge and recognize our amazing leadership team that makes all this possible. Our chairman and CEO, Clark Hunt, our general manager, Brett Veach, and the man you'll hear from next, our head coach and future first ballot Hall of Famer, Andy Reid.
I'll tell you what, we're fired up to be here as a football team. President Biden, your staff, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for inviting us to the White House. I mean, all right now. Everybody good? We're really fired up. We are really fired. Inviting us to the White House for this celebration of a championship. From the tour that we had, to the history here, to the great food, man. You can't forget the great food. To the great food. And to this right here, this celebration. We thank you. It's been 100% first class, and we appreciate your hospitality. To the Hunt family, we're thinking about you. Doc God, we're thinking about you. To the Veaches, we love you. To the Donovans, to our staff, the Kansas City Chiefs staff, to the coaches and to the players. What a phenomenal job we were able to put things together this past season. And what a great challenge it is to present ourselves this next year. Like President Obama, like President Biden said, nobody believed us before. Nobody believed us before. And I'm sure it's going to be that same way this time. And we come out and prove them wrong. To Chiefs Kingdom and the city of Kansas City, man, we appreciate all the support that you give us. It's week in and week out. It's on the road. It's at home. You're the best fans in the business. We love you. We appreciate you. We sure appreciate our support here, too. And then, again, I'm proud to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Oof. Doggone. Doggone. Anyways, listen, it's been a long wait to stand before you. Again, we're fired up. We missed the first one due to COVID, but we are here strong, man. Kansas City strong. Thank you. With that, Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes are going to take over the stage.
Got this for you right here.
All right, man. Okay.
So I've been waiting for this moment.
Sorry.
All right, they've moved the podium off of the stage in front of them. That was actually pretty funny.
You missed it. Travis Kelce jokingly went up to the podium and said, "I've been waiting for this moment."
And Patrick then Mahomes grabs him
Mahomes
and pulls him away.
Grabbed him and shoved him out of the way.
That was actually very funny.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, no.
Very sweet. You heard Coach Reid get choked up there twice.
Yeah.
Once at the beginning of his comments, as he gave his thoughts and well wishes to the Hunt family, yeah, upon hearing the news that we all woke up to this morning that Norma Hunt had passed. And then once toward the end, he caught himself and said, what a time. Yeah, I'm proud to be the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't get this opportunity because of the pandemic. I'd forgotten about that after their first Super Bowl recent win, but boy, they are there now. And there was a very loud noise and a bobbling of the microphone.
Several people are commenting about that on the text. I crap my pants.
Jumped up out of my chair, yeah, and about, I looked at Sam and I said, "What was that?"
So President Biden holds a separate microphone when he talks at the podium, and he had set that on the podium while the others were speaking. And I'm have no confirmation of this, but if they weren't ducking for cover, I'm assuming that that was the microphone falling off of that
podium. It sounded like gunshots.
Yeah. It sounded something awful,
been,
and it
you
was
know
not.
That there
oh, of course.
Of course, yeah. The whole thing would have changed.
But I think everyone listening to it collectively thought what I thought, which was, what was that? What was that? What was that? Everything is fine. What a wonderful moment, and on this day of all days. Yeah. On this day of all days. And I know we plowed right through that break. We do need to get back to just acknowledging the weather we have going on. There's a lot going on in our studio right now.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break because we missed a couple of commercials at the top of the hour. And then we'll return with a normal hour of Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.